Good morning. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations, and joining me this morning, I have got Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm so happy to be here. I'm doing well today. The fall is in the air, and the hunters are in the field, so I want to talk about gun safety today.
All right. Well, you know what? It is a really good time of year to talk about gun safety, like you mentioned. Hunters everywhere. And, you know, I actually live out, basically out in the mountains, and I can hear guns going off constantly.
Yeah.
So really important for people to understand that it's a serious thing. You really need to take precaution.
Always be careful. You know, you want to treat every gun like it's always loaded. So when you're getting your weapons in and out of your car, or putting them in and out of the house, or you know, taking them out into the field, just assume that they're loaded, even though you believe they're not. I actually had an incident, my own personal self, where I was in the field hunting and had seen an animal that I thought I might want to go after, and so I loaded my rifle, and I went and came back to the truck. I ended up not shooting, and as I was getting in the truck, my dad said, "Is that gun loaded?" And I said, "Well, of course not." And I thought I had unloaded it. I pointed it in a safe direction and pulled the trigger, and it was loaded, and it scared me to death.
Right. So. See, and especially in a situation like that, hunting, I know that your adrenaline gets going, and what happens if, yeah, that doesn't go through and you decide not to shoot the animal and it is loaded, but your mind was on a million other things, you might forget.
You might forget, and, you know, you might believe that you actually unloaded it. That's what I did. So you know, you want to keep your weapon always pointed in a safe direction. Treat it as if it's loaded. Know your backstop and everything that's beyond it. So if you're getting ready to shoot, especially during the hunting season, make sure there's no other hunters or no vehicles or no houses or nothing around the target that you're shooting at. Don't point your gun at anything you're not willing to destroy or pay for. You know, and always keep it pointed in a safe direction. With these five little tips, it'll save you a lot of heartache and grief. And, you know, you don't want to be the person that accidentally shoots yourself or somebody else.
Right. And along with gun safety tips for this hunting season, there are also some really good tips that we can throw out there for individuals that are going out. Make sure somebody knows where you're going.
Always.
Make sure that you've got proper clothing, food, water. I mean, yeah, you might just plan on being gone for an hour or two, but you never know.
You never know. And, you know, cell phones are great, but they don't always have service in our area. So it's good for someone to know where you're at, and just in case you get stuck or stranded or, you know, anything could happen. And ATV safety, I bring that up a lot, too, is, you know, we use our ATVs a lot in the field these days for everything from hunting to farming to, you know, they're our right hand. But you can also hurt yourself with them if you're not careful.
Right. And, you know, another really good tip, and I was taught this a couple of years ago, if you're out camping while you're hunting and you're going to be leaving on a four-wheeler ATV, leave a note in your camp trailer saying where you're going, what direction, and what time your estimated time is back. So if you are not coming back anytime soon and somebody stumbles upon your trailer, they can see what direction you went.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That is a good idea. Yeah, I like that. Well, and like I say, you want people to have fun, and I don't want people to be so nervous that they don't enjoy themselves. But just get in good habits of gun safety. And if you have any questions or looking for any kind of training, North Springs Gun Range, you can go out there. You can get your firearms training out there. They'll help you a lot of ways. You can do hunter safety. There's a lot of good classes out there. So.
Well, again, for more information on what we've just spoke about, gun safety, hunting safety, you can find all of that information and including this interview on our website, castlecountryradio.com. And Sheriff, you are always keeping the community updated on what's happening on your Facebook page.
Yep, we keep our Facebook page active all the time. It probably gets updated two or three times a week now. So it's busy.
So make sure to go and check that out. It's Carbon County Sheriff's Department on Facebook. Well, Sheriff, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
Nope. Just want to wish everyone a happy fall. Halloween's around the corner. It should be a good time of the year for us.
Absolutely. And as Halloween gets closer, I'm sure you'll have some Halloween trick-or-treater safety tips that
you
we'll
bet.
Have.
That'll be next.
All right. You're listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. That has been another Carbon County Sheriff FYI.